Hello everyone and welcome to JFG Tonight. Pretty amazing what we're seeing here. An opening to the Alex Jones type of coverage by the mainstream media. It seems that after Alex Jones was punished in court, the mainstream media has decided to adopt conspiracy theories, in this case about Russia. You can see that the pressure to develop a conspiracy theory stems from not wanting to acknowledge the wrongs of your side. And that is exactly how Alex Jones presented this in the trial. He explained to the jury, "I thought it was a conspiracy theory, the Sandy Hook shooting, because I was a gun owner and I thought that they were after us, and I thought it cannot possibly be true that some gun owners are irresponsible with them, and therefore it must be false." Well, it's exactly what the mainstream media is doing today with the death of Daria Dugina, which undoubtedly is a political hit, is an attack on a citizen, a private citizen who's not part of the military, who's not a military target, who's an ideologue, who's a political thinker, and therefore making it a form of terrorism, a form of ideological intimidation. And so we have Newsweek and The Telegraph featuring absolutely unsupported conspiracy theories. And you'll remember those words, unsupported theories. Because when we speculate on hypotheses, we get told that we are adhering to unsupported conspiracy theories, conspiracy theories for which there is no support, etc. But now they're doing it, and they are suggesting that somehow it cannot be Ukraine. How could Ukraine do anything wrong here? Ukraine is a victim. It has to be Putin. It has to be Putin who has killed one of his most ardent supporters just to justify further violence against Ukraine. Well, on the side of Russia, they are not into conspiracy theories, and they are into serious investigation of what's going on. And we have video of the suspect. She is the one believed to have installed the bomb on the Daria Dugina car, which belonged to her father, Alexander Dugin. Her name is Natalia Vovke. She had entered Russia on pretenses of kind of being from the DPR area, maybe some kind of a refugee, if you will, but had solicited an apartment exactly where Daria Dugina was living, and she followed and researched Daria Dugina while in that apartment. This is her entry in Russia. It was in July, so it's about a month ago that she entered Russia. She was accompanied by her daughter, and that is a new form of activities by secret services and assassins, using a woman with a daughter, sending a woman with a daughter. That is a very surprising strategy, but one that I guess must work, because there is such a prejudice that females are not dangerous, that if you have a female with her daughter being about 12 years old, I think, then you tend to suspect that nothing can be wrong with that person. And so there's a series of different videos. That is a video of the location of the apartment where Daria Dugina was living. And also they have video of Natalia Vovke here localizing Daria. There she is. This is a cold blood assassin who can install a bomb under your car and then flee to Estonia. We can hear some noises that it does when she clicks on the button. I believe she was accessing her own apartment, perhaps at this moment. We also have video of her exiting on the 21st of August, so that's yesterday, exiting Russia at the border toward Estonia. She has fled toward Estonia for the moment. She has not been arrested.
Открывайте, открывайте, двери все тоже должны быть открыты. Очередь одна для всех.
So they inspect our car, there is nothing suspicious. All right, so that gives us an idea of the current situation. She is in Estonia, she is in fleeing. Of course, as Spindly Opinion points out, she will want to get further away than Estonia. Even in America, she isn't safe. Absolutely, because there is legal precedent for extradition. So it's not because you are in a European country that you are out of grasp from Russia. Because there was a decision by the European Court of Justice recently about an extradition, and Russia won. And so a third party state coming to demand an extradition, if they have a justification, European countries must comply. So if she stays in the European Union, she will be in trouble. The only hope for her is perhaps to ask some very special status, like a political refugee status in some country, or to flee toward Asian countries, perhaps some islands here or there. But in the main countries of Western civilization, she would be in trouble. So we'll see what she does. Perhaps she will be spotted and perhaps she will be arrested by then. So she may not have the opportunity to do so. Yesterday we have talked about the reaction of Alexander Dugin seeing his own daughter in a car on fire. They have released some identity pieces of this Natalia Vovke. And Putin calls Dugina murder dastardly, brutal crime and evil. There was a reaction by Alexander Dugin, his first public reaction to the murder of his daughter. And he says, he makes a very nationalistic response to this murder. He says that he is devastated, but that the Russian army shouldn't seek vengeance, that it should seek victory, that it would be un-Russian-like to try to use this opportunity as an opportunity for vengeance or cruelty, that what he wants is a victory of the Russian army in Ukraine. That is what he demands. A very, very moving and very nationalistic response. He indicated his pride of Russia and his pride in his daughter, who she says was a beautiful Russian woman. And so that's what we've had. And on the side of the mainstream media, it is quite stunning the coverage that we get. Look at the Telegraph. Russia blames Kiev for killing daughter of Putin's Rasputin, but the truth may be closer to home. Car bomb attack in Moscow most likely to be a false flag attack to whip up public support and escalate war against Ukraine. Absolutely unsupported. A theory here where Putin would strike on his own people, on his own high-level people, high-level supporters, public supporters of his. The idea that he would kill a woman like this just to create a justification for further violence is absolutely ridiculous, especially in light of the fact that we haven't seen a nuclear retaliation. We haven't seen massive attacks being launched on Kiev. That doesn't sound real at all, and it is not real. It is absolutely unsupported conspiratorial stuff, and it's being released by mainstream media. Spindly Opinion says the Telegraph is the Conservative Party newspaper, Boris Johnson's party. They are not serious people anymore in charge of the UK. Politics doesn't select for competence, but loyalty. The conservative, let's be clear here, conservatives in the UK are not conservative, okay? But they are just part of the elite and part of the mainstream. And they are basically no different from them either. Arky says, the Telegraph article is go give a Russian an ID and make the Russian angry to cause havoc in Russia. I don't know if that does this in any way. To me, what it shows is that the mainstream media was willing to completely discard any sort of hypothesis and speculation when it disadvantages them, when it's against our side. They are willing to grant those speculation when it's the other side. And is the Telegraph going to be labeled as a conspiracy outlet by all of the Tim Pool media rating apparatus? Is NewsGuard going to say, hey, the Telegraph has been publishing a conspiracy theory, they're not trustable? Or what about Newsweek? Putin blamed for the death of Alexander Dugin's daughter. He has the habit. What the fuck is this? It's an habit. He often does it. Just the other day we were in a dinner and he just killed a woman. We were drinking wine. Everything was fine. And boom, he puts a bomb under her car and blows her up on fire. Damn Putin. What? He's an habitual woman bomber. This is absolutely ludicrous. This is not supported at all. Russian President Vladimir Putin may have been behind the blast that killed Daria Dugina, the daughter of one of his key allies, Alexander Dugin, experts say. Now, in two paragraphs, they're about to say, oh yeah, but by the way, the experts who told us this have zero evidence to back it up. Let's get to it. It's very sweet what they're doing. They are what we call burying the lead being that there's no lead. Dugina was killed in a car bombing, blah, blah, blah. The situation has also raised concern that Putin may escalate his attack on Ukraine amid the Russia-Ukraine war. And then here it is. Some experts are saying Putin himself may have orchestrated the bombing. However, sufficient evidence to back up theories that the Russian president is to blame for her death have not been presented. What do we do, journalists? Here, Journalism 101 with Papa JF. What do we do when evidence is not presented? We don't talk about it because it didn't happen. It's as simple as this. Holy shit, the mainstream media has gone insane. They cannot perceive Ukraine as being the committer of a wrong. And at this point, even the American government, which, as I've argued yesterday, is very likely to be in the trail of money of this whole thing somewhere. But even the US government has had to come out today and has said, we do not have our own assessment of the situation around Natalia Vovke. So it's the Russian investigation and it's not our thing. We didn't check this. And also, we condemn any attacks on private citizens. So even the American government is starting to feel uncomfortable about the brazenness of Ukraine. But this is who you're dealing with. This is who you chose as your ally. You knew that this was the kind of things to expect from Ukraine. And you sent them money. Russia releases video of suspected Moscow car bomber. Footage shows Ukrainian citizen Natalia Vovke entering and leaving the country after assassinating Daria Dugina. Putin's war guru Alexander Dugin's Our friend Alexander unfortunately finds himself in the hospital after he suffers a heart attack after dodging assassination attempt that wiped out daughter. It's already seeing your own daughter die must be quite traumatic, but to have on top of it the idea that perhaps you were the target and perhaps you sent her to her own death by abandoning your car to her, that must be absolutely devastating. And it's not clear whether it's a heart attack. They speculate later in the article that it could be maybe not a heart attack. Maybe it was some kind of nervous shock. But in any case, he is in bad condition right now. Hopefully he can recover. But it's so heartbreaking. When you are that age, you are outside of the reproductive game. And your daughter, who would be the next in line to reproduce, dies. That is absolutely heartbreaking. Putin calls Daria Dugina's murder a vile, cruel crime. Russian President Vladimir Putin has commented for the first time on the murder of political commentator Daria Dugina, who was killed in a car bomb attack near Moscow on Saturday. Putin on Monday sent his condolences to Dugina's family. The Russian Federal Security Services earlier Monday blamed the Ukrainian security services. Yeah, that's one thing I didn't mention, but the Ukrainians are denying that it's the Ukrainian National Guard that committed this. But it's not the claim. The claim is that Natalia Vovke was not in the National Guard. She was in the Ukrainian security services. And so that's what happened. A journalist, scientist, philosopher, war correspondent, she honestly served the people, the fatherland. She proved by dead what it means to be a patriot of Russia, he added. A vile, cruel crime cut short the life of Daria Dugina, a bright, talented person with a real Russian heart, kind, loving, sympathetic, and open. Archie says Putin isn't out of the reproduction game, but his offspring might be as dumb as Justin Trudeau. How old was Pierre when Justin was conceived? What is this question? There's no sign that the children of Vladimir Putin have any issue reproducing. Western media's favorite Russian philosopher, RT, was interesting in their coverage. Russian Today, I expected them to do a little more inflaming of passions related to this murder, but instead, what they have been busy doing is downplaying the role of Alexander Dugin in Russia. They even dismissed him as a marginal figure. I was relatively surprised that Russia Today was taking this stance. But it's true that in the context that the mainstream media in the West has been so obsessed with propping the image of this guy, it's true that a balance needs to be brought back. And I kind of did that yesterday. It's simply not true to interpret Alexander Dugin as Putin's brain or the architect of the Ukraine war. It's not exact, and there is no sign that he has direct influence over the Kremlin. He has an ideological influence as a personality in Russia, but that's pretty much it. And most of his influence actually dates back, you know. It's not like he's very active right now as he was in the 90s. Most of his change of Russia, the Russian intellectual landscape, comes from the 90s and perhaps up to the 2000s. Guy from V says, JF, the name of the fake org they threw out to the MSM was the National Republican Army, the NRA. Some CIA was not on top of shit when they made that up, that Russian terrorist group. I've seen this claim yesterday and I was like, what are they talking about? What is the National Republican Army? And I googled it, and there it was some other thing. What is this? I was absolutely astonished. And yet I've seen several outlets reporting that we believe that it's the National Republican Army. There is nothing of the kind. What are they talking about? Maybe you can enlighten me, guy from V. What was it, a fake story they were working on making up? The National Republican Army. I had never heard of any involvement of these people in Ukraine, Russia, and now they would have been doing a high-level assassination. It seems that the theory of Russia is much more serious. A woman who left on the very day she left the Russia, she was living around Darya Dugina. She came in July to get close to Darya Dugina, so that makes much more sense. Guy from V says, or National Russian Army, either is made up as far as I know. But then I saw that National Republican Army was maybe in a game or a movie. It's something that was used before, but not at all in the Russian context. Anyways, I was confused about it yesterday, but today I saw nothing about it. So I don't know, maybe it was kind of early feed release from the CIA or whatever crap. Fauci is stepping down. Dr. Fauci announced on Monday that he will be stepping down from his positions as director of NIAID and chief of the NIAID Laboratory of Immunoregulation. He will no more be the counselor, the main medical counselor of the White House. He says he's moving from his current position. He's not retiring. He wants to open up a new branch of his career, but that is definitely a withdrawal from his important and powerful position. It's good that it arrives now. It will allow people to resolve, the hate accumulated against him. So some of it justified. He's been abusing his powers as a director of these organizations and as a counselor to the White House. Now, I would say it's totally Trump's fault because this guy could have been yapping, 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 and Trump could have been ignoring him, and that would have gone well. Of course, you would have then the leftist media saying that there are millions of dead because of Trump. But at some point, you have to take it. At some point, we have putting Trump in power. That was to get a Trump presidency. We don't want you to do a CNN presidency. That was the big problem of Trump, ultimately. It's that he was so scared that he would get bad coverage that he ended up managing the country a little bit like a leftist journalist would. So you wanted to be able to say, I have trusted Dr. Fauci on every point. But sometimes you shouldn't trust Dr. Fauci. In fact, most of the time you shouldn't. Conservatives, politicians, and more react to Anthony Fauci stepping down, a blueprint of what not to do. Of course, you have the Rand Pauls of this world and other people who are critics of Anthony Fauci, who are saying there will still be an investigation. He's not done. He's going to be forced to testify before Congress for what he has done. So be it. It's a great news, but I mean, it's not that great of a news because inevitably there will be a replacement, and there is no sign that these organizations or the American government as a whole has done any sort of mea culpa, allowing them to understand what they've done wrong, what has gone wrong. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way of receiving support for the show. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. Someone sent me this just before the show. I didn't get a chance to read it. A new breed of video sites thrive on misinformation and hate. And that is BitChute and Odyssey. Yes, they're coming for us. They are coming for Odyssey. We will finally see if the good people of Odyssey. Oh my god, I'm sneezing. Oh. We will finally see if the good people of Odyssey have the balls to not become YouTube. BitChute and Odyssey serve up conspiracies, racism, and graphic violence to millions of viewers. Taking advantage of big tech disinformation crackdowns and the rise of Trump, the sites reflect a new media universe, one where COVID-19 is fake, Russia fights Nazis in Ukraine, and mass shootings are false flag operations. Is Russia not fighting Nazis in Ukraine? Because there were Nazis in Ukraine, and there were Nazis, there were neo-Nazis in Mariupol, and they're not operative anymore. They're not operating at this place anymore. So what is it? Is it a conspiracy theory? Can we have a discussion with this Reuters investigator? How can you affirm that Russia fighting Nazis in Ukraine is false? Do you think that they're not fighting in Ukraine, or do you think there are no Nazis in Ukraine? A day after a mass shooting in Buffalo, New York, blah, 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 the video BitChute. Three of the top 15 videos on the site that day blamed U.S. federal agents instead of the true culprit, a white supremacist teenager who had vowed to kill as many blacks as possible before shooting 13 people, blah, blah, blah. BitChute has boomed, blah, blah, blah. I want to see what they have to say about Odyssey. Odyssey. BitChute. BitChute and Odyssey both host hundreds of videos inspired by the QAnon conspiracy theory, whose supporters have been arrested for threatening politicians. Okay. But what if these people are not the ones who have been threatening politicians? Can they speak freely on the internet? Platforms such as BitChute and Odyssey have had a seismic impact on the disinformation landscape. It's like, no, we're just doing information, but we want to be left alone by the people who are trying to take the truth that we present here and label it as disinformation and ban it from the internet. So it's like, we can do this a dozen times if you want. We can create Odyssey 2. We can create Papa JF backyard server internet server. But when you leave us alone, we'll be good. But don't talk to us and say that we are pushing disinformation if you can't engage with our arguments. My argument is that there were neo-Nazis in Mariupol. If you want to counter this argument, you're going to have to claim that there were absolutely zero neo-Nazis in Mariupol. And I thought that there was white supremacy everywhere. I thought it was sleeping under the carpet, literally. Despite the platform's rules, their users routinely publish overtly racist video and post comments that call for violence, blah, blah, blah. All social media platforms publish standards saying they don't accept extreme or hateful content. The real test is, do they live up to those standards? With BitChute and Odyssey, the answer is an emphatic no. Well, Odyssey has different terms. Odyssey says, we will ban genuine expressions of deep hatred. So they've given themselves a little elbow there. It's like, if you do a racist joke and it doesn't express genuine intent, perhaps it will pass on Odyssey. It all depends on if they evaluate, was this really something that was calling for violence, that was expressing a deep disdain or hate? Or was it a joke, or perhaps a use of a term as part of a parody, or perhaps a news report? So not everything that you think is hateful will end up being banned by Odyssey. And that's fine. If you don't like it, don't come to Odyssey. It's like your entire project was to basically control information. You've told yourself stories. You've deceived yourself into thinking that this was feasible, and you won't be able to. You at best, you can try to kick us from the mainstream, and we will be reborn elsewhere. You know why? Because ultimately, we've already beaten the mainstream once. We've beaten them at the beginning of YouTube, and people gave up cable TV and they went to listen to us. And they will come to Odyssey eventually also. Some academics who have researched BitChute and Odyssey say their relaxed content moderation practices result in sites that are dominated by incendiary content that most online publishers routinely reject. Benjamin Horn, a social scientist at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, and two colleagues reviewed more than 440,000 BitChute videos and found that 12% of channels received more than 85% of the engagement. Almost all of those channels contain far-right conspiracies or extreme hate speech. Reuters searches of the site show that their most popular videos are often full of abusive content and misinformation that grossly distort news events. The top BitChute and Odyssey videos in searches for Buffalo shooting assert that the massacre never happened. Three of the top 10 on Odyssey claim that black survivors and witnesses were actors. "It's payday in the ghetto," said one commentator. Another video defended the racist theory that motivated the shooter, that whites are being replaced by non-whites through migration and population growth. Well, when you go through the list, basically, you can't say this, you can't say this, you can't say that. Well, you're going to end up with every video that you watch will end up being extreme content. But that's because you've created a bubble. You created the YouTube bubble. You created the YouTube bubble in which these things cannot be said. And now you're faced with these things still being said and still attracting an audience. Sorry. Mama JF, I will remove her comments, but I believe she is interested in applying for a job as a content moderator. She says she wants to be paid to review Nazi videos and annotate them. The Big Bang Theory has been debunked? Interrogation mark. The sun will not wake up tomorrow? Interrogation mark. All of the laws of physics are false? Interrogation mark. Papa JF is gay? Interrogation mark. The answer to all these questions is no. But I mean, this is such a crappy article to publish at MSN.com. People are sending me this. I mean, there was a guy commenting on the video of yesterday on Odyssey. It was like, "Jeff, the Big Bang Theory totally destroyed." And then he sends me this. Okay. So this is an article that was originally from this blog. I don't know how it made it onto the MSN.com page. Bizarre. Bizarre that there's no scientific review of any kind. The guy first says, okay, how that would be debunked. So he starts with all sorts of twisted explanations that basically the James Webb Space Telescope has gathered new data, and just in its first week of data, it has already debunked the Big Bang Theory. Then we get to find why is that? Well, it's because the galaxies they cut are a little bluer than expected. Should be huge and contain a red shirt, and we find them to be a little bluer, which means that the galaxies we are observing at about 300 million years after the Big Bang, very, very early galaxies, We would have expected that they would be in the process of forming, but instead we found them fully formed. So basically, and he claims that his advice is according to scientists and that it's been debunked and that there is new evidence. But you click on those links and there's nothing. Those are fake links. They lead to articles that have nothing to do with it. So that's the first thing. Like I click on evidence and look at what I get. A rogue black hole is roaming our galaxy. This has nothing to do with it. Now, the only evidence in support for this is this article, the Trumpet Brief. And what do we learn? Well, basically, the galaxies were slightly easier to find than expected, and they were slightly more formed than expected. Like, maybe our theory of the Big Bang will say, instead of the galaxies forming by 350 million after the Big Bang, maybe it will be like by 250 million years after the Big Bang, or maybe 300 million years after the Big Bang. All of this, up to MSN questioning the Big Bang theory, all of this for a little adjustment in, oh yeah, we weren't sure we would see lots of galaxies back in those days, but we do. We weren't sure the universe be like that, but it be. And the Big Bang theory has maybe will be updated a little bit. Maybe the model will be slightly tuned. So, and of course, the whole article finishes by maybe God, you know? Maybe God caused all of this. Look at this. Those who have rejected the idea of God but adopted the Big Bang would then have to ask themselves, where did all these galaxies come from? All of this for maybe a little tuning of our exact aging of the moment at which galaxy forms at the beginning of the Big Bang. Absolutely ridiculous. Misleading information by MSN.com. Kelly Rodney's family breaks silence after recovery of missing teens likely remain. The girl who went to a party, got ultra drunk, was said to be not the kind of girl who would drive and drunk, and therefore it was assumed by the nation that she must have been abducted. Actually, just drove drunk and drove herself into a large reservoir of water and died. That's what I think happened. At this point, they haven't said it that way because I guess they're investigating whether perhaps there was foul play. But look, this girl was seen extremely drunk coming out of a party. She's 16 years old. She's driving a SUV. She is drunk and she was found in the SUV dead in a reservoir of water, some kind of lake-like entity, the Prosser Creek Reservoir. And so I think it's a case of a woman killing herself. It looks like it. That's the conclusion I will reach unless presented with other evidence. This was not abduction, and it was someone who was self-eliminated by criminality, basically, because it's criminal to be driving drunk. City issues apocalyptic warning about UK inflation. German central bank fears further surge in price. The natural gas is in a peak right now, and people are worried for the winter, the electricity price, and on top of it, the Germans are continuing to plan the closing of their last three nuclear plants. They will not be delaying the closing for the winter. There's kind of an attack on energy. It's like we have convinced people so much that the carbon footprint of people must be reduced that at this point, they are actively working at energy being unaffordable because they think it's good. Sliced Bread says, JF blaming the victim. I'm sorry, but if you are in an accident that kills you because you were drunk and driving drunk, you are not a victim. You are a criminal. And in the process of committing your crime, you have self-eliminated. It's like if someone goes with a gun in a grocery store and they try to steal the grocery store, and say there's an accidental discharge of their firearm and it ends up killing themselves. That is someone dead in the process of committing a crime. It's someone who, to some extent, deserved it, because they have put other people in danger. And they ended up succumbing to the very danger they were submitting others to. On top of it, with this case, there has been massive media coverage, and I would say some kind of a blood libel against men. Because, oh, you see a beautiful teenage girl, and it must be an abduction. It's like, no, teenage girls make terrible decisions at times. They shouldn't even be let to make those decisions. And here we have the case of a minor, basically, who's been making a deadly decision for herself. And I don't know that a 16-year-old should be sent to a party with beer with an SUV. I don't think so. Musk hikes the price of Tesla's full self-driving software again. So there will be a rise of the price. It will rise to $15,000 in North America. Anyways, this self-driving software doesn't seem to be very successful. So at 15K, I mean, it's an item of luxury and it's basically a toy that rich people buy. No, if I was to buy a Tesla, if I ever had the means to buy a Tesla, I certainly wouldn't pay, I wouldn't have the means to pay 15K on top of it for just a software update to my freaking car. Trump's legal team asks for a special master to go through Mar-a-Lago evidence and determine if some should be returned. So Trump is suing and is asking for a special master. Normally that is a former judge who comes in and who has no particular interest at going after Trump, and he would be going through the info, going through the evidence, and judging whether some of it is protected by client-attorney privilege, and if so, it would be returned to Trump. It's an interesting strategy to put pressure on the government, because it still doesn't seem that this whole case has been very well justified by the government. Now, we will have the affidavit release probably Thursday, because Thursday is the deadline for the government to give a redacted option, but it might take some more days because they might try to redact too much, and if so, the judge will unredact perhaps. Sliced Bread says, JF would just make Mama drive his Tesla. It's cheaper. Yes, why not? Dino Lagovic says, JF would make Mama push the wheelbarrow is sitting in. What are you guys inventing here? A wheelbarrow? Trump files motion seeking independent review of docs. That is the coverage at Fox News. A new epidemic of self-silencing is plaguing America. Well, of course, with cancel culture in full swing, only crazy guys like me will not self-censor. And in fact, I had to self-censor at many points in my career just to respect the rules of whatever platform I found myself onto. A new study by the Populist Organization revealed the obvious that Americans are self-silencing. Four times as many Democrats say corporate CEOs should take a public stand on social issues, 44%, than actually care, 11%. So they should take a stance whether they care or not. That is exactly the current mood of society. It's like we want you to do a public apology. We don't care about whether you feel it or not. We just want to know that you're on the right side. We want you in the team. We want you pushing leftist ideas on the public space. What else do we have? Not much before we close the show. Chicago Children's Hospital admits reliance on anecdotal evidence for treatment of trans youth. There is not a full range of evidence to support the treatments that we're using, but there was a lot of anecdotal evidence to support it. Well, of course, this is a ticking bomb. This whole applying gender switches or sex change surgery, call it whatever you want, gender transition to everyone who comes to you with some doubt is a ticking bomb, because as we've seen in the UK, eventually these people get to 25, 26, 27, 30 years old, and then they're like, hey, that wasn't good. That was a bad decision. Someone is asking me to prove that I am not Tyler Durden of Zero Hedge. Well, if I was Tyler Durden of Zero Hedge, I would have published this article right here at 8:10 a.m., but I was sleeping at 8:10 a.m. So there you go, proof. I am not Tyler Durden of Zero Edge. Archie sends a super chat on entropy. He says, was Canadian Bill C-250? Bill C-150, an act to amend the criminal code. So this is an act about the promotion of anti-Semitism. I'm not aware of what's going on with it. First reading, February 9, 2022. Maybe it's an application. Guilty of an offense, blah, blah, blah. If a person is convicted, blah, blah, blah. I have no idea. I have no idea what this bill is and whether it's been voted in. And Not an AI sends a super chat. He says, what is the significance of Heroes of the Storm on the revolutionary phenotype? Also, buffering only happens if you play stream live at 2x speed. No buffering at 1x speed. Yes, that is what I was suspecting. The few people who still have buffering issue, it's only very rare, or it's for people who should turn down the quality to 480p, but I think that the experience on Odyssey has greatly improved. But yeah, funny, Not an AI, and he talks to me about Heroes of the Storm, which I have no idea what this game is. Pineapple Platypotamus says, Jeff, what time do you normally wake up? It's pretty crazy. Sometimes I can wake up at 9 a.m. Sometimes I can wake up at 2 p.m., 3 p.m. Sometimes I will just be like, okay, I'm waking up at 8 or 9 a.m., and I'm driving to Walmart, I'm driving to Civilization, going to buy some stuff for Mama JF, and I come back because it's a long drive. Sometimes I'm just chilling and I wake up super late. I do what I want, and that's a good life. That is what I love about my life. It's that I can do whatever I want, and I like this. It changes every day. And that was the last news item. Biden drops more crucial demands to get Iran deal. First, Biden decided to waive the demand to include the role of Iran's terrorists in the region in the talks. Biden decided not to address this issue at all, nor the role of terrorist militias affiliated with Iran in the Arab countries. So I don't know exactly what this all resolves to, but it looks like Iran has a big leverage, and that the US is abandoning some of its demands to it. So perhaps we will get some kind of deal, but a deal about what? US President Joe Biden, it seems, has effectively decided to sacrifice the Arabs, their interests, demands, and fears in order to appease Iran. This view, expressed by Saeed Zahra, deputy editor of this newspaper, is shared by many prominent Arab political analysts who say they are extremely worried about the possibility that the US and other Western powers may sign a new nuclear agreement with Iran's mullahs. So we're talking about a nuclear agreement, probably keeping Iran from building nuclear weapons, and in exchange compensating them with American money. It's unbelievable the flow of money that we're able to send out there. Ukraine, Iran, here, we're going to pay you for not having nuclear bombs. We have too much money that we send. We have to bring it back to America. And perhaps that might be accomplished by a Trump presidency. One can dream. That is it for tonight, boys. See you all tomorrow. Thank you.